No, it's for the meditation reporting. Actually, this morning's meditation, I felt something, but I don't know what it was, and I thought.
You just describe accordingly, huh?
And
it's
I thought the imagination or something.
No. You just describe them. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, but as you were describing difference between consciousness and awareness, then something clicked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now I think I can describe what I felt.
Oh, sadhu. Yeah. Oh, very good.
So, in the morning meditation, there was one part I went and lie down, and then the big gong rang.
Ah, yes.
At that time, it was a very big impact.
Yeah.
So now, in hindsight, when I look back, that was more of awareness, rather than consciousness only.
Yes.
It didn't sound like a gong. I felt like I had a thin film of awareness surrounding the whole temple. When the gong rang, right, it's like the sound waves blew a wind into me.
Sadhu.
A whole circle.
That is your awareness. Then when you lie down, you actually go in without you knowing it. Why is there awareness? Because there is no perception, understand? No? But it impact upon you.
It wasn't loud, no. It just like it woke me up. I actually opened my eyes. What happened?
Correct. Because you went deep in, understand?
Yeah, I thought
then
I was dreaming.
It's supposed to make you conscious only. Then when it make you conscious, you will perceive sound.
After that, no more.
No. Then you don't have the awareness. But this one, because you haven't come out, it's still quite deep. Then the awareness pick it up first, understand?
Oh.
That's why that one, no word one. Then you know. That is the one that trigger.
It's very big difference. It's like
big
comparing an old TV to the big surround
system
TV. The amount of the senses, what the senses pick up was so rich.
Yeah.
Compared to just the consciousness and the thought.
That is the one I'm trying to explain to you. When you are mindful with that nature, is everything like magnified. Like a lot of things happen on. Even one breath or one movement. Like I show it to you all, the walking. When I walk, you realize, when my this leg move naturally, that whole movement, no, then this one, there is no lifting, nothing. When it walk, and all this movement, ta-ta-ta-ta, of course, no sound, until, that's why I realize, only awareness and the thing as one. And all the movement is like magnified, no? A lot of things happen. No? Although I walk at normal pace, no? If I slow down, I see more. No? But no point. That's why I can see the TV without perceiving what that show is. But I can see all the movement. Very fast, the pixel. But no problem. Where my spatial awareness can see. Then if I want to know, I can know. If I want to understand, I can understand. Well, I have the brain also. Understand? No? I can see things as they are, and yet I can be suchness seeing as well. Means, I want to know, I can know. I want to perceive, I can perceive. I know how to use the form of mind, the mundane mind. But I also know how to shut out that one and only use it when necessary. And most of the time, my nature is there. My awareness is there. Well, the mundane mind collapsory is almost all the time there. So now you understand. Eh? Very good. Sadhu. Means the awareness is trying to come to you. It's for you to know that in the retreat, most of the time you were doing the IT work, and say, but suddenly you rest. You know what happened to Ananda. Before he lies down, before his head touched the pillow, suddenly awakened. Why? Like Guangxing Lao Sang. Suddenly the hot water burned on the hand. What happened? Spontaneously he let go. Remember? At that time, what happened? No thought. Completely shocked. Like Sui, that one. Shock. Then the cup great trigger off enlightenment. Not sound. Trigger off enlightenment. Then he insight into that phenomena. That phenomena is dependent origination. He realized all this, the awareness will pick it up on. Because if it's not burned, he will not go through all those things and he will not awaken. If he don't rest, the thought memory is busy, understand or not? Although she very analytical, very IT one, she very clear cut one. So this is how you will develop the understanding one. Then because she is in a retreat and she has the faith and the understanding, then when she lie down, it must have been just someone who read that time or earlier on the description of awareness-based meditation. She must have understood. Don't try to know, don't try that. He settled down. Settled down, go. Not to say very deep like what Alicia went in. This one is deep enough to be not in the surface. Understand? When you are, you know the lake, the surface layer of the lake, you know what is it? Still got wave one, understand? Then anything fall down, it will create ripple and all those things. You are at the surface. But as you go deeper, more and more still, less movement down there already. Unless, of course, there is a sinkhole or what, then there is a movement. Otherwise, if the water is all trapped, down there very still. Understand? So, at the surface, it's not so still. So when you are not aware, you are always at the surface, understand or not? You are at the conscious level, understand or not? Means you completely come out and become conscious of life already. But when you sleep, you go into the subconscious, then deeper into the unconscious. When you are in the unconscious, you got no dream one, understand or not? It's like you just wake up fresh, but you cannot recall anything. Well, there is nothing inside there. But most people cannot be at the unconscious one. Unless when you die. So most people is in the subconscious. Then in the subconscious, a lot of your memory, threat, phobia, and all those things, they need to be released. If you don't release, you become cuckoo. You realize? Because these are threat phobia. Like bottle out, emotion, fear, scars of memory, all this. So you have to release from here. And from here, the thinking, with your views, opinion, and condition, stir your emotion. So emotion arise from the center of your heart. You must see the difference. Well, when you have the awareness, you are known. But the problem is when you have the awareness and the wisdom, you seldom get angry. You seldom stir your mind. That's why you cannot really see it. That's why I say people cannot. But normal people are here very strong. When I was young, I can still remember. The lightning strike, the first fear is always here. That's not true or not? Your fear is never in your forehead. That's not. Well, this fellow cannot recognize. That's not. Then here, fear, there is a feeling there, a sensation there, which is fear with the content already. But the conscience, when you don't think, you go into a place, that conscience pick it up, understand? That's how you know, wow, this place okay, or this place haunted, or what. The sixth sense, or this conscience, will know one. The eerie feeling, or something, it will pick it up. Then you have awareness, is more intense, clearer. So all this is what Dhamma is capable of understanding and penetrating. Okay? So we rejoice and thank Michael. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because of him, I explain now clear, easy to understand, the difference between awareness and consciousness. Then you read. That time, Aang B answer. You see whether you can also understand or not, and you compare. Because this time, because I asked Michael, and the way Michael replied, first one, not accurate. Second one, accurate. Then, second one is like exactly like what Aang B described in the talk, 2019 at the time. And because of that, I use it to explain. So just exactly like what I explained just now to you, after Michael got it right. Then you all understand. But this time I describe in more detail, because more people can understand.